This is CliffCentral.com.
I think I like the song. First time you heard it, where? I like how Craig just speaks without speaking into the mic.
Are we actually really on already? Like, are we? Is that what's happening? Oh my God, guys, why are you embarrassing me like that? You guys know today I'm quite underprepared. I've been going through a lot of stress, so please don't embarrass me.
Yeah, is there a lot of things going through your mind?
Exactly.
Okay, in that case, let's give Craig a bit of time out. And for everybody else, if they don't know where they're listening to...
This is CliffCentral.com.
Let me start this off the right way.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What? What's going on? I don't know this part of the song. Do you know this part, Candace?
Nope.
Craig?
You're a Beyonce ho, aren't you?
Oh my gosh.
It's a Beyonce ho.
Definitely.
But tell me something though, who doesn't stand for Beyonce?
I don't.
No?
I think she's so totally overrated.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, yes, I did. Beehive, come get me right now.
Candace?
You clearly have a death wish. Craig or sexy.
I know.
Because
right?
That beehive's crazy. I'm very indifferent to Beyonce. I think she's fabulous. She's great, but I'm like not going to. Yeah. We've had this chat.
We're not going to buy tickets.
Not a single person stands.
No, we... I mean...
For the queen.
No,
you do.
You do, clearly.
Okay, well, you know what? Yeah. Just so we make sure this is not a sexist thing, right? Serena? How good are we with Serena? You good with Serena?
Yeah, I'm good with Serena. I'm fabulous with Serena.
Okay, you're a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Serena?
100%.
100% you're a fan?
150, actually.
So what is it about Beyonce that just like so... Is it just reckon she's overhyped?
I just think that Beyonce used to be the shit when she started with her first two albums. Then she got married and everything goes haywire. Just like your life when you get married.
Essentially, I think she's a great artist. She's fabulous. Artist. There's nothing wrong with her. She's
but
fabulous.
Her music is just not, you know, it's not Sugar Mama. It's not B Day. You know, it's not crazy.
It's not what it used to be.
It's now Love Lives. Oh, gosh.
Halo. Do you guys remember Halo?
Yeah.
I loved
my
Halo.
My favorite one.
And I loved Halo.
I was here. Mm. That album.
Oh, yeah. My Single Ladies. You know what
that,
I mean?
That was Beyonce. That was her finest work, I think.
But then I, since. You know, husband Jay. Cheating.
Yeah, since he cheated with Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair. You know the weirdest thing that I heard?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah.
So there's someone that I'm currently vibing with.
Of course, there's always someone you're vibing
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. This is also true.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Guys, yeah. I do advocate condom use all the time, whoever you're vibing. But then this nigga wakes up and tells me, he's in Cape Town now.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I'm coming to your place during the weekend. I'm like, okay, that's cool. He's like, yeah, but you know what? Last week, I actually had a thing with a girl and with... And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? He's like, listen, I'm actually fluid. So I don't want to be boxed. I'm not gay or bisexual.
Hey.
But I'm fluid.
Okay.
I love the person, not this gender.
Okay, so anything goes, essentially. Here, help.
I don't get it.
Here, help.
Anytime is tea time.
Yes.
No, but also, I mean, like, I get the fact that you can either be bisexual, gay, or straight. But, like, the whole, I don't want
to
be
shebang.
Labeled. The whole new age bullshit.
Yeah.
Like...
We're not vibing with that.
What the hell?
So is that why you were actually in Cape Town? Where did you meet this guy? Did you meet him when you went to Cape Town?
Honey, you know I'm a hoe. Hey.
So you know what? Now that we know what Craig was doing while he was out in Cape Town, yeah. I mean, Candace was out in Durban.
Yes.
I think right after this, we'll find out exactly what she was up to.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So, babes, I haven't dropped the bed music.
Guys, contrary to popular belief, because everyone's like, how did you get there? Why are you there?
Who did you sleep
with? Who did
with?
You go with? Mm. Are you alone? No. Because everyone thinks it was a sponsored trip. But it was paid by my sister. So, but it was really fun.
I think you needed it.
I needed it.
You needed the ocean.
I needed
to
it.
To wash off all the bed luck.
I'm telling you, guys.
Mm. I even got slippery in the background. Mm.
I
just for you.
I went to the beach when I got there.
Yeah.
And I was just at peace. Perfect. I was like, you know what? Yes.
I think you were at peace because you didn't go to South Beach. Had you gone to South Beach, you wouldn't be in peace. But because you went to Umhlanga.
Right?
You went to Umhlanga, bro.
I even went to Zimbali, guys.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But absolutely. I need to tell you guys a quick story.
Okay.
So, Shap, we're in Zimbali, right?
Mm.
So, mate of ours were in Durban as well. That's how we got to. So, they rented a house there. And so... there's these huns.
Mm.
And like, there's probably like 25 niggas, right?
Okay.
And then there are these two girls.
Oh,
ha. These two girls belong to one man.
Okay. Out of the 25?
Yes, out of the 25. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
So they're jollering one guy.
Mm. Yes.
Not that they came with one guy, but they're jollering one guy.
They're jollering one guy.
And it's Durban, and so like, they're jollering one Zulu guy.
So then the one night.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he completely disregarded the one.
Yeah.
The evening, right?
Yeah.
I actually didn't even know they were together. So the next morning, the other one was his. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he took turns. Like he
took turns.
It's like a proper like polygamist relationship.
How rich is his
goals?
Oh,
yeah.
Rich.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, well, hello.
I'm telling you guys.
No, it's not a story anymore. Now it makes sense. I mean, like, you know.
But it was just the weirdest shit. And like how she knows her place. Like everyone knows their place. Like, okay, Sharp, it's my turn.
At least he's not fluid.
And the other one knows, okay, Sharp, it's
my turn. But how is he, like hood rich? Or is he like is like a proper gent?
Like wealth.
Like, is he, you know what I'm saying?
I've been trying to figure that one out.
Because that sounds, because hood, you know, hood rich.
At some point.
They would do something like that.
They would do something like that.
At some point, this guy walked in with an AK-47. Guys, okay, it was the wildest shit.
Okay, you know what? Okay, right about now.
We'll get you safe.
This is where we just can this conversation. cash heist.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. Literally. I was even telling my sister, I'm like, this is blood money here.
True.
How the hell? And especially because, jeez, AK-47?
How literally just
how tough
in,
must it be to get the thing?
Casual thing in the world.
Oh my goodness.
He walks in, does his hellos. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Well, you know what? Either he's into cash heist or he's a villain. Because in that case, I think it's kind of cool.
When it's time to flip some berry juice, look like it's a demon in my shoes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And don't you just hate it when you have like those DJs like turn down the song when it's like halfway through?
Like you, Liz.
Basically.
You're that guy.
I don't know.
You're that guy.
But anyway, this is our house. CliffCentral.com. I don't know about this track. I don't know. And I've been debating with you two for a while.
You're Craig, a hater.
What do you think?
You're a hater.
It. Out of 10.
It's dope.
I love it. I'll give it an 8.
You give it an 8?
I give it an 8. For someone who's juvenile, definitely an 8.
Solid 8.
For someone who's who?
Juvenile.
Okay, cool. Candace?
Solid 8.
Solid 8?
Solid 8. On God, it's great.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I don't know. So, clearly I'm the bad guy here.
Obviously.
But nothing wrong with being a bad guy every once in a while.
Yeah, we all need villains.
Right?
You know.
Lebza?
Yo.
How you doing, fam?
I'm good, thanks. How you guys doing?
I'm right. Do you mess with villains?
Yeah, I mess with villains very much.
Isn't it a bit corny how we're like playing with your name?
Yeah,
like
I mean, I've been hearing it all
in front.
I've been hearing it. I'm like, these guys, I see what y'all doing.
These bunch of losers, these ones.
I see it.
All right, so listen up. For people that live under a rock, I think everybody here knows who lives with the villain is. DJ. Right?
Yeah.
You pretty much started your
international
own
Lebs
are the villain. likes to play with kids in the UK.
Mans is international, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
But most importantly, Mans from the East Rand.
Well, I'm from actually.
No, he's born in Pretoria.
Yeah, born in Pretoria.
And then you were raised in Ivory Park.
In Ivory Park, which is like literally the only thing that separates Ivory Park and Timbisa is a street.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so
and then you go to Busy Corner or something like
that. Yeah, so we fall under Midrand.
Yeah,
I know. People are always they try not to blur the lines there because.
You know what I mean?
But it's a fact.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? We fall under Midrand.
Because many times people be like, "Aye, well, We're not you're in Tembisa, dog. Like, yeah, what is it? Like, no, it's Midrand.
No, fam, come on. You know,
so it's a fact.
And also, if anything.
Thanks, I didn't know that it was divided by a street.
Literally. Mm. And okay. The municipality would say to you, no, you guys fall under Midrand, so you're part of the city of Johannesburg, not Ekurhuleni.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's so
well
deep,
done, Lives of the Villain, for clarifying that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
so
that.
So if I move into Ivory Park, I live in Midrand.
Well, essentially. If you're in Robbie Ridge, you're also in Midrand.
Hello.
Hey, Robbie Ridge, also tell you a couple of tales.
Oh, wow. Jeez. You know, wow, Lebza, I try so hard, but like this show just goes south. So
always. Fam. I hope you're ready for us, Lebza.
Well, I mean.
It's a lot, mate.
Okay.
So tell us. Yeah. So you just come back from not too long ago, right? Last month.
Yeah.
You and Landy, you in Manchester.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I think the biggest thing is how people overseas, especially in Europe, like just appreciate house music in general, you know. And I think the biggest export of house music is South Africa because we have the dope producers and DJs here. Mm. And then it's more accepted overseas.
Than it is here.
Wow. You know what I mean?
I've always found that very weird. Like, imagine going to a place where no one, you think no one knows you, and then they're appreciating your talent.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, the biggest thing also when I was there is that people were excited that there's a South African DJ here.
Wow.
And
wow.
He's going to play stuff we've never heard. And that's exactly what they're most excited about.
Beautiful.
In South Africa, it's, if you play
we're
most
so
of the music,
though.
Yeah, that people don't know, yeah. People are like, what is he doing? But overseas, they're like, okay, let's hear something we've never heard.
So you think we're spoiled, basically? Because we have all this talent around
us.
We're ungrateful. Like, what is it?
In South Africa, everybody just wants to be a superstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one thing I realize is that overseas people, as much as everybody also wants to be a superstar, the people that want to be superstar outside of the art. So the people that actually want to enjoy the music standing in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
You know, so in South Africa, we all want to be superstars. So if you're DJing, I want to DJ too.
Oh, yeah.
If you're producing, I want to produce too. That side is okay. You're the superstar, you're the DJ, but I'm the superstar on the dance floor, so I want to enjoy the music.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why there's so many DJs. I mean, who like, you're going to get to a party and everyone's going to be on stage and no one on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
but haven't you experienced it when you're in VIP and you're like, but this sucks, let me just go to the general.
Exactly. Right. Haven't you noticed? Right. It's the same thing.
I always thought it was just a Joburg thing though. Because like, you know, Joburg is just like a stuck up central. But I mean, Pretoria, it's a whole lot, it's a better vibe. You know
what is that? Sorry, okay.
Put some respect on Pretoria's name, guys.
Please.
What just we're not going to do is disrespect Pitor. That's not happening today.
Yeah.
So you don't think that it changes from city to city? Because definitely, like Cape Town and Joburg, I'd say sure. But I mean, Durban, Pretoria, I'd say it's a lot more acceptable. Yes, no?
Yeah, no. Like, it's obviously not like set in stone. You know, what I'm trying to say to you is not like.
It's a generalization.
Yeah,
it's
just me generalizing. But overseas is a different ball game, bro. I think that's why all the DJs are just moving to Europe because, like, they're at a space where people are just consuming house music so much.
Oh, beautiful.
And yeah, like, you look at it, if you look at it, like, right now, any aspiring house music DJ would want to go to Europe.
And how are the hands there?
But I still feel like, let's say in terms of appearance and beauty,
they
would have, because they have a lot of mixed race in them, you know what I mean?
Oh, gorgeous.
Because you'd find Jamaicans,
Nigeria,
you know what I mean, all of that stuff mixed. But in South Africa, I think Africa appreciate more is the booty. The booty is like number one.
Okay.
You know what
so
I mean?
The booty's still here.
Definitely, like, we still got the African.
Well, it's not exactly in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm not going to recover from that one.
I wasn't part of that.
I will see you after the show.
Let's calm down. It's all about lives right now. So let me take a shot at this, right? Yeah. I didn't ask you this question on purpose. Lebza, I'm guessing your real name is Lebogang, yes?
Yeah,
no?
Lebogang.
There's
Lebogang and Lebogang also, you know, because I'm Pedi, it's Lebogang.
Yeah. It's Lebogang.
Yeah.
And then why Lebogang the villain?
Lebza the villain. Because at some point I was, while I was still studying DJing, I did the Soul Candy Institute of Music.
Yeah.
And I was at the time, it was a year just after DJ Cuba and Shimza, they just graduated.
Oh.
So they were working for Soul Candy. Actually, Cuba was the engineer and then Shimza was like at the head office.
Yeah.
And at some point, remember DJ Impoza's song, biggest song, that just move your body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
back in those
top,
days.
Top, bop, bop. Mm. So at the time, that was the biggest song, and they wanted to release an album called Candy Roots.
Okay.
And they needed a music video for it. So the concept of the video was, there's going to be three superheroes and there's going to be one villain.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So the director at the time came to the school and was like, guys, I'm looking for somebody who's going to play a part in the music video and he's going to be the villain of the video.
Yeah.
And he just asked like for a portfolio. So like at that, it was winter, so I was wearing headphones and like a jacket. And he's like, hey, this is the guy. He's actually dressed the way I want him to be dressed. And he picked me, and then we shot the music video. And after that, Q was like, bro, why don't you just call yourself the villain? And I was like, actually, now it has a story behind it. So it has more purpose, more meaning. So I took it and I started building it and started working. And
plus, there's just way too many starings, like in general.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so there's starings everywhere.
Mm. Yeah, there's heroes everywhere.
And also, the heroes never get as much fun, though.
Yeah, I mean, also, there can't be heroes without villains.
100%.
There we go.
So, tell me something. So, you went to... So, yes, you studied at Soul Candy, right? But you also studied at Boston Media House, right? Where, I want to find out exactly, where did all this start? How did? When did you know that you wanted to do this music thing?
I knew when I was a kid, bro. Like, when I was in primary school already. Like, grade 6, grade 7. I knew I already wanted to do something with DJing. And also going to church with my grandmother, I wanted to always be with the band. Mm. Always wanted to sit on stage with the band. Kids were not allowed on stage. It was like the old man and the choir.
VIP,
and the
basically.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. And I always wanted to be sitting.
Hey, religion. Hey.
I wanted to be seated with the band. So I've always been interested in music from a young age, you know. And I think growing up, that's when like the DJs in South Africa were the superstars. If you think about it, in the early 90s, both DJ Fresh, Euphonic, Kent, those were the superstars, because they were at the forefront of house music, and everything that happened in terms of house music had to be them first, you know. And that's where the Soul Candy sessions were big. What Touched the Sky, those nice beautiful songs. I still feel like we had the best house music in
that
the
was
90s.
Back then. 100%. I agree.
So I mean, I fell in love with that, you know, and being a guy from the township, that's all you hear all the time.
From Midrand, you mean?
Yes, from Midrand.
Craig, what the hell were you thinking about when you were 6?
I wasn't thinking at that time.
About boys. Just thinking about boys.
I wasn't thinking.
Candace?
God, you caught me off guard.
At 6 years old, what's that? That's a grade, that's a grade 1, right?
Yeah, just plus minus.
Because you know my thing is, like, I'm always envious of people that are like, I've always known.
Yeah.
I'm always envious of those people, because if you ask me, I've never known.
You're fortunate to really know at an early age.
At an early age. Yeah. Like some of us had to go stuff and struggle through cricket trials and go to soccer trials.
Right?
Yeah.
And then do academics.
Trying to find your niche.
Trying to find the niche, and then you with the other
boykies. And then you end up being an accountant.
Yes.
Or an engineer.
Or an engineer.
A bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Hey? Wow. I mean, what a bunch of losers. Anyway, we're not going to talk about engineers because they lose. I want to know something, right? I want to know the stereotypes of DJs. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Bofebe.
Number one.
Buffet.
Number one.
Bofebe.
Yeah. Number two.
So it's a real thing.
Does it adhere to you? Do you subscribe to Bofebe?
I used to.
In that sense? Okay. Cool.
The thing is,
you're a better man now?
Way better man.
Good.
You found the Lord?
No, I found the.
The one?
No, I found the proper thinking.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The proper mindset.
Yeah, the proper mindset. And all right, you want to take it.
Two?
You make a lot of money.
Oh wow!
It's a stereotype.
So that's not true.
But is it?
No, that's not true.
But I mean, surely.
No, no. Now. Eventually.
Eventually, okay. Yeah.
But it's. I think that's what people think. Even like, there's so much pressure. Even as an entry level DJ, like by the time you're trying to get your name out there and doing gigs at Spring Fiesta and all these big gigs, they already think, "Oh my God, he's making
this guy's a whole lot of hard."
Yeah. And if anything, you're actually just trying to build yourself. There are people that will call you and be like, "Yo, bro, I only have 500 rand so that you can pour petrol and come to this gig."
Yeah,
but it's a big platform.
Yeah,
you have to take it. You know what I mean?
But I think, you know, with that, just like everything else, whether you're an accountant or investment banker or just in general entrepreneur, it does take time to get to a certain level.
It definitely does, because I mean, there's different stages of a brand, you know, or company or whatever it is. Your introduction, your growth, your cash cow, and your decline. So you need to know which stage you are at.
Yeah.
So but ideally everybody wants to be a cash cow.
I'm in the field of finance, so yeah. I do people's books and stuff. Yeah. I've had clients from different kinds of industries, but I've never had a client from DJing.
And
that's a concern.
That's also a concern. It's a big concern because I have a friend of mine who started for him. He does my books.
Yeah.
So he was also saying that, like, just if as much as you're not making anything right now, whatever little you make, just keep recording it and keep submitting it or stuff like that, because by the time, and this was this is exactly what happens, by the time you reach the level where you are making it,
text man is waiting for you.
Hey, what's going on, man? See you living large, my brother.
I have one question.
Yeah.
So I want to know, how much does it hurt to be listed as many more on a flyer?
Yo,
it's
what? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's a dope ass question.
That's hectic.
And how long were you listed as many more until you made it?
I still get listed as many more.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's okay.
You know, I've never thought of that question.
Yeah, no, I still get listed as many more. But I think what that does is it then shows you that nothing will ever come to you on a silver platter.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you think you have a big platform or you think you're the coolest guy in the building, everybody at the end of the day will have to work for that headline name, you know. And also, you also need to look at it as a in the promoter's side of things, where he's a promoter, he just booked Black Coffee, he just booked the biggest DJs in country, Fresh, Euphonic, and all of those.
And there's only so much space in the poster,
you know what I mean? And they need to put you on as well, and they trying to like just pull the people, because they also trying to make their money back, because it takes a lot to make an event.
Yeah.
So he's obviously going to put the people
who pull
large numbers and then put you as supporters. And that's what you need to also understand. Nobody starts as a headliner.
Absolutely.
You start supporting. I mean, I used to play for, like, I used to be the guy that opens up the doors of clubs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like playing for the security guards, you know, just the guy used to say, "Hey, Oplan, Lintwana, Lemfaging 11." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then the guy comes back and says, "Hey, they say I must put you on the 11. Let's see. Now I'm gonna put you after Fresh." What that does for you is that it now builds your portfolio.
Oh, yeah.
And you just need to take that and run with it. Like, and just post, "I'm playing after Fresh, I'm playing after Fresh," or "before Fresh," or "before Fresh."
Yeah.
Now people are like, "Okay, so you are trusted enough to be played with big names." So that means that something about you that's special.
So then, can I ask a question then? If that's the case, then what was the premise behind the Night of the Villain?
Okay.
And how do you know, and specifically, I want to know, how do you know if it's too soon to do something like that?
Yo,
it's... How do you know you're going to pull a crowd?
Let me tell you one thing. I think I've been doing events since I was in high school. And it was never about whether I knew I was going to pull a crowd.
Yeah.
It was mostly about, I have people that are listening to me. I have people who are really loving what I do. I need to cater for that market.
Yeah,
those are my people. I need to keep serving the people. So even if I had, like, in high school, I had like 150 people that knew about me, I'd host like a party and just call those 50 people to in one space and have a good time. What that does is it creates a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those 50 go out to talk to other 50 mm-hmm. people. Then when you host the next day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, when I came up with Night of the Villain, was I needed to create something outside of the media platform that was in, outside of the social media, outside of the digital space, where people can come and experience interact. And interact with me and see me on stage and have like the entire environment to themselves. And what that also does is people never really come to parties alone, you know. Either come with four of your friends, and chances are four of those friends, three of them have never heard who I am.
Would you ever, like, you know, diversify into other aspects of business? I mean, like,
now... definitely. So I'm huge into... I grew up with my grandmother who used to have a spaza shop.
All right.
So I really want to sell food at some point. A restaurant, whatever.
It's such a contrast. Yeah. I mean, like, you know...
Yeah, I really want to do that. Like, that's my passion. I mean, we are actually just checking out some stuff today that we trying to start something. Want to sell, like, beverages and stuff. Yeah, so... But I need something that's going to fund that. And I passionately believe in what I'm doing right now. And I think that eventually that's going to fund my other ideas.
Is this you like starting up a bonfire? That's what I'm hearing right now. As soon as people say, like, I'm a DJ, then I'm going to sell beverages, then I'm going to... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it can be very easy to make that contrast.
Yeah, no. Look, to be quite honest with you, I don't think the wealthiest DJs in the world just got wealthy... of just DJing.
Music. Yeah,
you know what I mean. They diversified their income, you know. And if you look at somebody that I'm really, really motivated by, Euphonic, the fact that he just took all his DJ money and put in property, and it's like, wow, you know what I mean. So it just showed you the level of thinking that you need to be at, where it can't just only be the one thing, especially if you want to create wealth and stuff for future generations.
Yeah, because you can't put your eggs in one basket. Exactly, and we are kind of facing a recession. So yeah.
It's a technical recession.
A technical recession.
I hate that term. What a bunch of
it's bad. It kind of is bad.
So, okay, fine. So we've done the technical stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so we know where Lebza is. We know where he's from. We know that he can no longer say he's from Tembisa and try to be hood. We now know he's from Midrand.
I've never said that. I always say remove me from Tembisa, because there are people from Tembisa that are in the industry.
Yeah.
And that's how they've built their names, and that's how they've built their brand. And I don't want to...
So what should we say about you? Should we say you're from Pretoria and Midrand?
Yo, just say Midrand, bro.
I'm proudly
from Midrand. I grew up there, you know.
Yeah.
We grew up with furniture. We still have it.
Yes. Les, do you have furniture? Seeing that you're an ex-Midrand boy.
I'm an ex-Midrand boy now. I mean,
welcome to the
It was too much pressure from you guys. You guys were just like, oh my gosh.
Where are you from, bro? Like, for real, yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Where does it sound like I'm from?
No.
Let's take a wild guess. No, it won't be offensive.
Eastern Cape?
Yeah, he does have a closer look.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
Mm. From Eastern Cape?
I do get a lot of that. Not a chance.
Where are you from?
Benoni.
Yeah. So it's, you're from Johannesburg. So,
yeah.
But mostly, one thing I've experienced, that people who are in Midrand and don't have furniture and stuff are people who were not from Johannesburg. They got a job. Midrand has cheap apartments. They got a place there. They don't really care about the furniture because they've got something back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It kind of makes... You know what it is? And maybe... this is so tricky now. I wanted to break. But maybe we should engage with this, right?
Yeah.
Because my thing is, especially if you want to come up as a DJ, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of... And especially in Joburg, there's a lot of pride-wrenching things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, you'll be many more, and then like your friends will come in, they're like, oh, you're DJing, you weren't even on the poster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And there's so much of this shaming that goes on, this black-on-black hate, what I call it.
Yeah.
Because if you think about Midrand, only black people bitch about Midrand.
Yeah.
I've never heard a white person or an Indian person
say... There aren't any whites in Midrand.
There are.
No, there are.
A lot.
There are.
And they've plenty. Got the farms, right? The farm area.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't plenty. See many, hey?
Plenty.
No, there's quite a lot.
Even Indian, a lot of Indian people
in
Midrand.
There's Waterfall that's like occupied by a lot of Indian people.
Yeah, Waterfall Estates.
Yeah, there's Caswold Estate, also where Bo Skido live. There's a lot of like posh places there.
There's a lot. Yeah. So you know what we're gonna do? As soon as we come back from this break, right? I wanna pretty much dig into your mind, because we wanna know the emotional aspects of what is it like to be lived with a villain where you hear him everywhere, but people don't exactly know exactly what the hustle is.
Yeah,
fede one for one. And also, how do you pretty much get over it when you're a Lebza and you got friends like Candace and Craig that put so much pressure on you to just like thrive? I don't know, guys, help us out.
Daddy, what's a will?
This is CliffCentral.com.
So speaking on black hate, I still can't get over what Nicki's issue is with this guy. He's got a hot album.
Who's
do you
this?
Do you mess with him, Craig?
Who?
Who's Travis this Scott?
Who's that?
Guys? Oh
no, man! Please don't give me. You know, guys, I'm 30. At 30, we don't listen to this kind of
music.
You know,
we don't listen to Bo Motherfucker.
We listen to Lebza the Villain. DJ Fresh, throw me with something that's gonna last. You know what I mean? Classic.
Okay, you know, for the sake of peace, we're gonna kill this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And go right back to Lebza the Villain. And right before that break, I mean, we're talking about what should we call it? Let's call it South Africa in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And people's beef with your hood.
Yeah.
Right. But we contrasted it to being that guy, because always like a DJ in the crew, right? And pretty much everybody hangs on to the DJ to blow up, right? Because like that's our boy. We know him.
And also guest list.
He's about that life.
Yeah, guest list.
Super free drinks.
VIP section. Yeah, nah.
It's a lot of pressure, Lebza.
Yeah.
But how do you handle that pressure? Because you see, that's why I don't have the same friends I used to have. Because it's also, it's a double-edged sword, right? Mm. When you have the same people that are like, ah, oh, hold on, fam, why is it taking you like 2 or 3 years to grow up? And like, it's almost like it builds a toxic environment around
you. No, it definitely. I think the biggest thing, like I said, mindset. You know, if you have people who are not feeding the positive element of your mind, and they just there for their own goods and for their own righteousness, then you need to know who those people are fast.
So you can tell that Libs are going to church, no? Did you hear that?
I just heard that.
I haven't heard righteousness in a while. In a while, I haven't heard that. But listen, as people, people are just naturally always selfish, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like people naturally, right? So how do you know to filter where? Because also, it might be a matter of the fact of, listen, are these guys pulling you back or they're pushing you forward?
Yeah.
Mm. As the niggas that are saying, okay, no, like, you're messing around now. Yeah. Like, you can just get up off your ass and work.
Well, I think that's where you need to tell the difference. You know, there are people that would talk to you and be like, bro, I think you're not doing enough work. I think you need to focus on this, that, and the next thing just to keep the momentum going. You're slacking. Mm-hmm. Versus the person saying, ah, dog, when are we going back to Icon? Do I need the guest list? Hey, that girl, I didn't see it last time.
What?
You know what I mean? Ah, get a booking at Icon. Do you know you can make it happen?
Yeah.
You know, that's,
I need to meet up with Candace down there.
Those different conversations are very important. You know, I used to have like sessions with the Revolution guys.
Yeah,
I used to go to their, I used to go to their studios, and every time I sat with them, they'll be saying like, "Yo, cool, we like the fact that you're doing this, but you know that you got to do this as well. So when this is done, you need to do this now. When that is done, you need to do that. So like, there's no stopping. It's the same thing as somebody that's working for like a 9 to 5. You know what I mean? Sometimes the work doesn't stop. They take the work home. Mm-hmm. They work during the nights, even Saturdays and Sundays. Why are you stopping?
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you're actually yeah. working on your brand, you know what yeah. I mean? So you just get like some positive input from the guys. And I feel like I need to get it from the guys who are in there.
Yeah, that know what's going on.
Yeah, it has more depth when it's somebody who's actually doing it and says, yo, dog, we used to do this. Like, I spend a lot of time with Mo Flavor because he's like my mentor and stuff. And you tell me like, yo, when we were at Y, we used to do this. Like, the events you're doing, we used to do them, but we also used to do this, you know. So...
so that, don't take comments from the peanut gallery, basically.
Yeah, I feel like some people, as much as... but also find a balance, because sometimes you need somebody who's not in the game or who's not in the same field to kind of like see it from a different view. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To say, okay, I feel like you're on the right track, but you're actually missing just a few things here and there. So, but you just need to find the balance. Like, know who's bullshitting you and know who's actually feeding your mind.
Mm-hmm. I like that. If everybody listening at home, if there's anything you're missing, I think it's this.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seko Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig O6. Urban Culture Drive.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What does it mean to be a man in today's world? Join Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris for a conversation about masculinity that everyone needs to hear. This raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. Unpack the 3 core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the 4 big lies about masculinity and what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Can you believe there's something else? Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sales to persons under the age of 18. Available now on the cliffcentral.com website or wherever you can get the podcast.
This is cliffcentral.com.
So what is the one thing that men want from women more than? I don't get it.
I don't know. That's why you got to tune into the podcast.
This is also true. Lives of the Villain.
Yeah.
So 100%, man. So we're talking about your journey, right? Mm-hmm. Where you are mentally, right? Where you've come from. How many mates would you say you have around right now? We ask this to a lot of artists, right? Yeah. Usually the rappers always range between like 1 and 5.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like always quite deep. Yourself?
Yeah. Like also, I think 1 and 5.
1 and 5?
Yeah.
Keep the circle small?
Yeah, I think very. Like this is one of my friend Ashley.
Yeah.
And then I grew up with Ashley. Like,
let's bring Ashley over to the mic. Ashley, you want to come through?
Come through, Ash.
Pull through, young king.
Are you from Midrand too, Ash?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
You better tell us.
But also, Ashley's like one of the most chill, laid back people
I've
ever seen in
He's
my life.
Sleepy.
You sleep?
Oh, that makes sense.
Ash, speaking to the mic, bro. How are you doing?
I'm very good on yourself.
Are you 100%? Yeah. Come closer. You can never be too close to the mic.
See? Sleepy.
Yeah. Sleepy. You tired?
I'm not tired.
Oh.
Just sleepy. Yeah.
Been hustling.
Those couches of you guys. Those couches.
Yeah. Comfortable.
Thank you, Cliff. Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole reason why you have mates, right, is they can say things that normally a person would not say. What would you say the top three negative aspects of Lebza that he needs to work on before he gets to, in order for him to get to where he wants to get to? Yes, right.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a hard seat, right?
That's a tough one. Yeah, firstly, music.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I need to work on my music.
Yeah, like,
I like that one. Yeah.
Music and what else? What these two other two? And then keeping the small circle.
Yeah.
Keeping the circle small.
Yeah.
So I need to grow. Okay.
And
so awkward.
Yeah,
bro, you putting him on the spot because you're taking the two rides back home and he's gonna get it. Like, you ain't gonna chill with me no more.
So speaking of putting people on the spot, I don't know. Who should start with? Should I start with Craig or Candace? What's going on?
Always start with me. Always start with Candace. Always fire.
This is also the case. Yeah. Like, hey.
She's always fire.
So every single show, Lebza, we have two features with Craig and Candace, right? Where we pretty much put people on the spot. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how you react to these, right? Okay. So Ashley, we can forgive you for now. Because now it's going to be Lebza's turn. Let's see if you can do it better. What do you think? You think you can do better?
Yeah, I can do
better. You see? Such nice supportive friends.
This is CliffCentral.com.
A quick phone on what's currently happening, guys. The whole number one biggest thing that's been trending, the whole Nicki Minaj and
Cardi B fight. Is this trending worldwide? We're talking about
this is trending
essay?
Worldwide.
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 So this was happening on 9/11, the anniversary. This was happening on Twitter.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Break it down.
So they had a bitch fight because apparently Nicki Minaj said something about her parenting skills. Who cares?
Oh, yes.
Who cares? Yes. These days, children are not off limits. Who cares?
Yeah, nothing's off limits.
Nothing's off limits. You know what I mean? Number two, Serena Williams.
Hey, fam.
Fighting with that tennis guy.
I stand for Serena.
I stand for Serena.
Hard.
100%. I stand for Serena.
Hard.
In fact,
hard.
Serena.
Thank you.
We stand for you.
Okay, enough.
Wow.
I mean, that was long, eh? Gebre Sidibe. Yeah. I remember Precious has finally lost the weight.
On God, let me see.
I'm telling you 100%.
I'm totally going to check online.
Absolutely.
Wait, who is that? I don't even know who that is. Hold
Precious.
On.
Did you remember the movie Precious, Big Girl? Anyway, never mind. Did you remember Precious?
No, I think I'm just a loser.
Everyone knows Precious.
Come on.
You're showing me off the show. Next.
Number four, guys. Recession and politics. A lot of people don't really understand what it really means to be in recession. It just generally means that a lot of things are going to be more expensive. So, and obviously, people are going to be facing a lot of job losses and so forth. So, you need to try find ways of trying to be economic about your things.
You see, but I don't know. That's a bit of a generalization, right? Because in a normal 9-to-5, it means that you won't be making... Well, what you'll be making is not as much as what it was previously, right? The year before.
Absolutely. But that means that it's going to be more... Things are going to be more expensive. In general. Also, with regards to import and export of goods, you know, when the rent goes down, everything else becomes more expensive.
Petrol, everything. So everybody gets nailed, no matter which industry in.
Yeah. Now let me focus on Lebza and enough about the world.
Right.
Lebza, I've got a few questions for you. Number one, if you could be a chick for a day, what's the first thing you'd do?
Hey.
Hook
up with the DJ.
The first thing I'd do is get a blesser.
Alright.
Right?
Right.
Alright, if you're
because it's for a day, right? So just get that and get the money.
If you had to be a villain, any villain in the world, which one would it be?
Lebza. I'm joking.
Yes.
Superhero though.
Yeah. I did not expect that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I were to be a villain, I'd be Bane.
Oh, Bane who?
You know Bane from...
You're my nigga, from Batman.
From Batman.
Oh, yeah.
You're my nigga.
Unless I'm curious, who would you be?
Do you know I was going to say Thanos? right? Yeah. I was gonna say Thanos, but actually you have a point. Bane is kick-ass.
Bane is kick-ass.
And when you're born in the darkness, fam, Candace? Molded by it.
Yeah.
I would be. There's this lady on Seven Delon.
I think I would be Mojo.
Her name was Geeta. Geeta McKenzie. Yeah, I'd be her.
I would be Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls. All right. Cool. Libs, who's the most irritating celebrity?
According to me.
Yeah. You don't hate them, but they just. For me, I know. I mean, I can pick one. It's last season. Very annoying.
Wow, I was about to say the same person.
What? Okay.
Ever had a runny stomach during a show?
Oh yes, all the time. I get runny tummies when I'm nervous.
I think it's the nerves. Yes.
Yeah, like you know, but like I gotta go right now. So kind of runny.
No, I used to have those in varsity actually before exam. The nervous shit. It's a real thing.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing.
You literally get. No. Yeah. It's cool.
So when I was in the UK and I was doing a mix at the BBC studios.
Yeah.
I got that, and the guy literally had to take me quickly.
Crazy. What's the most expensive item you own?
My heart.
Okay, that's kind of cheesy, but now we
get up.
Okay, last two questions. Tell me, what is the most amazing body part of a woman?
Oh, booty is gonna say booty.
Yeah, I love booty. I'm a booty guy, dude. Like, I get it's my weakness. Like, every time I argue with my chick, she just turns around and says, I can't do this anymore. Yeah.
According to you, who do you think is the most best dressed man in South Africa currently?
Man.
Mm.
I don't look at these niggas. But
I'm also a little clueless.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
no
a tricky one. I'm not gonna
no
lie.
No one, yeah.
Seriously. Not even Craig or sexy, but anyway,
that's not a heterosexual.
That's just such stereotypes, guys. It's not true. Guys,
can we ask you in case that we agree with you, who do you think is the best dressed?
I think Maps does well. He dresses quite
well. Oh yeah, actually, you had to spark it in me so that I can remember. Yeah, no.
It's no Maps homos, guys.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be super creative.
Do you know I think he's actually the best?
He always wears suits. Like.
Yeah. No, I actually disagree. Do you know what I think is Kojo?
Kojo's awesome.
Kojo, the new editor of Destiny.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Only because I've seen him at events like one or two. Twice or thrice or whatever.
The question is, does it smell good though? Anyway, moving on to Candace.
Hey.
Yes, moving Candace. On to me. Oh, what was the question? Sorry.
No question.
My segment. Sorry, guys.
At the end of the session. No, I'm not.
And it's a wrap.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Because there's no rules on this show. Because, we don't place things.
Listen here. So I hope you're ready for this, Lips of the Villain.
Okay.
This game is called Death is not an option. Literally, you can't choose to die. Okay? You have to pick one. As I state the scenario, that is how it is.
Okay.
So there's no chipping or trying to mize, you know, the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me start with you, Lebsa. Mm. Would you rather lose your mind or all your limbs?
My mind.
Okay.
Craig, what's the point of living without all your limbs, right?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be.
Okay, true.
Craig or sexy?
Yes.
Would you rather murder your best friend brutally or be murdered by your best friend?
Murder my best friend.
Okay.
I agree.
Liz, this is a long one.
Die, nigga.
So stay with me.
Mm.
Would you rather wake to the realization that your entire world is the product of your mental breakdown after years of loneliness and isolation, or be trapped in a world where no other living thing can interact with you?
Shit.
Pick a struggle.
You know...
And don't write a
piece. And now he's going to think about it. I said don't think about it too much.
Either A or B.
Option B. I'd rather have no one interact with me because if it's going
to
be...
You don't like people.
Yeah, okay.
Basically.
He doesn't like people. Anyway, Lipsa. Would you rather screw a 10, right? While your parents watch, yes?
Okay.
Or screw some easy?
Hey, what?
A 10, bro.
While your parents watch.
While your parents watch. He said there was so much passion. Did you hear?
Yeah, it's so rather. Craig or sexy?
Yes.
Yours has a lot to do with like dying and shit. Sorry. Would you rather be convicted of a crime you didn't commit or kill and get away with it?
Kill and get away with it. I've always been fascinated by investigative journalism. So,
right?
You know.
Mapanga, would you rather be drowned in a bathtub or trapped in a burning building with no way of escaping?
Death by fire, the purest way.
Okay.
Because that's where you hit it.
That was quite twisted, right?
Yeah.
That was. It came from a dark place.
Who hit you?
It came from a dark place. I'm not going to lie. It did.
Last round. Let's. Would you rather be the hottest guy with no money or the ugliest guy with lots of money?
Yo, that's obvious.
I mean,
yo, girls will come.
Either way.
Have you seen how these flames just like drool over some gorilla looking?
Yeah,
it's scary out in these streets.
Crazy sexy. Yes. Would you rather know when you're going to die, or how you're going to die?
Know when. Yeah, I'd know when.
Okay. Yeah, me That's too. That's an interesting I'd pick one.
Yeah.
Liz.
Talk to me.
Final one. Would you rather have a child who's ugly or a child who has a learning disability? This is kind of insensitive, but I mean, you have to think about it.
Well, I think learning disability, I mean, you turned out fine.
We'll be back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All I'm saying
okay,
is...
I'm being roasted.
No, it's a roast
I'm being roasted this whole show.
You're part of the family, though. Oh, like, never the villain is here. I can't be the bad guy. I can never be. We already have one here. Anyway, Lev's the villain.
Yo.
I think you're a dope guy.
Thanks, bro.
Me too.
I think yourself and your team work really hard.
Absolutely.
I've never said that to anyone in the show. Quite interesting. You were 30 minutes early for the show.
Yeah. Speaks to your character.
Every single... I don't know. Maybe it's just a rapper thing. The rappers are always late.
Yo, rappers.
Yeah. Always. Every single one. A couple of the DJs that we've come, DJs come just on time. Yeah. So I think you've left a pretty good impression. But what really matters is... we know you're dope now, right? But what would you be a year from now? So next year this time.
Yeah, next year this time I think it will probably be doper. I'm trying to do a lot of international stuff, so I'm trying to break into that market.
Yeah.
I think I'm not even like in the growth stage of my career yet, you know, in terms of a brand. I'm more still in the introduction stage. The fact that I still have to come in and still explain who Lebza is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm still in the introduction stage.
And that's okay, right?
And that's beautiful. That's
okay.
That's where you need to be the most disruptive person because you have nothing to lose. You know what I mean?
It's a very interesting way of looking at things.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Are you going to work on Ashley's recommendations?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After he gives him peace of his mind in the car.
Yeah, obviously. Or leaves him stranded.
Good luck, Ash.
I love you so much, but that's what we need friends for. So listen, at the end of every show, right, we always get corny. Should I keep it corny?
Yeah, keep it corny.
Keep it corny. We'll keep it corny. And seeing that today is 9/11, for those of you that didn't know, living under a rock, I just want to know, and I'm going to go quite deep with this. So, seeing that today is 9/11, and we know what happened years back, and we know that that's pretty much an event that shocked the world, and it came out of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. What is the message that you would like to give yourself a year from now, right? To say exactly how to live life for the best form of
how
advice
did
before.
You just jump?
Wow, I know, right? And I'm like, wow, I'm trying to find the correlation. And I'm like, 9/11, this guy. And then, how would you ever know?
No one cares. Give us a shout out to everybody listening and give it a message.
Yo, big shout out to. Man, I'm still like shocked. What is the question?
What are you saying? I was building such a thesis.
You were trying to be fake deep, Doug.
Deep. Twitter.
Lebza, you're the only person allowed to give a comment. What's your last comment to everybody else?
Last comment is I just want to say thank you to everybody that's like being just interested in what Lebza the Villain is.
Yeah.
I know it's a very unique name in the industry. It's starting to roll off a lot of people's tongues and becoming a household brand. So I really appreciate that. And yeah, thank you guys for the support. I'm just going to keep working. And hopefully 10 years from now, I'll have a story to tell.
So this is the point where I shut up because I had my opportunity. Candace Craig.
All right. I think, you know, since we're all in this journey of working very hard, people should just be aware of the 7 deadly sins.
Okay.
Wealth without work. Pleasure without conscience. Knowledge without character, business without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, and politics without principle by Mahatma Gandhi.
Thank you so much. That he's a racist, though. Maybe shouldn't have quoted that guy. But anyway, thank you so much. All I wanted to say is, and I'm going to get political now, probably get killed for this, but 9/11 was an inside job.
Urban Culture Drive.
This is CliffCentral.com.